Amen. Welcome to Tony Alamo Christian Church here in Canyon Country, California. If you're new here, don't let this be your last time. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. We have a few rules. We don't allow any unnecessary moving around or talking, like asking questions during the service. Just save any questions till after the service. We'd be more than happy to answer them at that time. Right now, let's go up to the throne of the living God and ask Him to pour out His Holy Spirit on this service. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we praise You, Lord and God. Praise Your name for Your Holy Spirit, Lord, for salvation. Lord and God, for this place, for this time, for this congregation, Lord and God, for this gathering together of the body of Christ. Lord, pour out Your Holy Spirit abundantly upon us, as You said in Your Word that You would, and open every heart and every soul here to receive exactly what You would have us to receive. In Jesus' holy name, open our hearts, Lord and God, and bless Your Word into our hearts tonight, Lord and God, the living Word, the true and living Word of the living God. We ask all these things in Jesus' holy name, we pray. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And right now, Sister Marla is going to lead us in some rousing songs of Zion.
Are you ready to make a joyful noise?
Amen.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's all sing. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day
that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice.
With my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen.
Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind.
Walking and talking with my mind.
Walk. talking and talking with my mind. Stay on Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm saying my prayers with my mind.
Saying my prayers with my mind. Stay on Jesus, saying my prayers with my mind.
When I take control of my life goes out of control. And I have to remember to say to the Lord, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Have thine own way. art the potter, I am the clay.
Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
Mold me and make me after thy will.
Mold me.
While I am waiting, yielded and still.
While I am waiting, wounded and still.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Search me and try me, Master, today.
Search me and try.
Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now.
Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now.
As in thy presence, humbly I bow.
In thy presence, humbly I bow. Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
Mold me and make me after thy will.
Mold me and make me after thy will.
While I am waiting, yielded and still. Thank you, Jesus. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. Let's all sing. I call out to him saying, I need thee every hour. He lifts me up and I am filled with the love of God. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Amen. Let's all sing. Come on.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad.
So let's tell them what we want, shall we? Mighty God, what a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God. We will praise His holy name.
We will praise His holy name.
Come on and praise Him.
We will praise His holy name.
That rock. We need the Bible.
Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I'll give Him. He gave His for me. When He signed my pardon there on Calvary, I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold, like a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. Then the heavens opened, Jesus spoke to me. He said, I have signed your pardon, you can now go free. Signed my pardon there on Calvary.
Way up high, there's a crystal mountain. Higher than the eagles fly, where love is flowing like a fountain, where the soul will never die, and it's free to you all who find it, for the door is open wide, and the treasures you will find there are worth more than precious gold. Come with me up to the mountain where the crystal waters flow, for the treasure you will find there are worth more than precious gold, are worth more than precious gold. And that's a true fact, praise the Lord. All right, the reason I'm calling the song service a little short this evening is because it's a
important message, and I like to cut it a little crisp. I don't know whether all of you know me here, because there's a lot of new people here this evening, and I'm Tony, Pastor Tony Alamo, and I have a radio broadcast, and it's called Reading Through the Bible, and that's what I do. The Lord told me to start doing that in January of this year, and ever since I started doing that, we had a problem here at the church that the older Christians were not sitting down during the day with the young Christians and reading with them. And so I was talking to the Lord about it and told him, what can I do? You know, I'm doing all this literature, and these people don't seem to take it to heart. They don't want to read the Bible and pray with the baby Christians. I come into the church and there's nobody in the prayer room. There's nobody sitting down with brothers, and there's no sisters sitting down with sisters reading the Bible. So the Lord told me, you do it. You read the Bible to them and break it down. And some of the people have been here 35 years, 36 years, and they still, for some reason, and we taught them everything. So we've been in this church here for at least 36 years, something like that, 37 years. And Sue and I taught them how to do that, and they used to do that when Sue was alive. And so the Lord says, you do it. He told me to read the Bible. And so I've done over 500-600 tapes since then. I do tapes every day, or sometimes I do 2, 3, and 4 tapes a day. And now the Lord told me to get into the services here and look around the church and to see that a lot of the church needs remodeling. And the facilities have also fallen down. And the Bible, it seems to me that a lot of people have forgotten what the gospel is. How many people here really, that you could come up here and tell me what the gospel is? And tell everybody here. You can come up and tell me what the gospel means? What is the gospel? How many years have you been here, Marianne? 35 years. What is the gospel? Okay, what is that? See what I mean? Anybody here know what the gospel is? Somebody went like this. Try to fake me out, huh? Okay, I'm going to teach you what the gospel is tonight. All right? The gospel. Sharon, come on up. We're going to start reading. That's why I cut the song service. Plan to sing and clap your hands and so on and say hallelujah. Not hallelujah, because if you say hallelujah, then you're leaving God out. It's hallelujah. Okay, you're not Jewish. Yah means God. So if you say hallelujah, you're just saying praise, nothing. Or if you say hallelujah, then you're not either. You're saying praise nobody. It's hallelujah. A lot of the Gentiles say Jah. It's Yah. Amen? Okay, well, come on up here. And in the order that I gave the scriptures to you tonight, go ahead and start reading from the book of Acts first. The gospel. Nobody knows in the whole church after we've been here. I've been in the ministry now for 41 years. The gospel is something that nobody else has. Buddha doesn't have the gospel. Muhammad doesn't have the gospel. No other religion has the gospel. Now, the gospel is that Christ died, he was buried, and he resurrected. That's the gospel. And people say, well, I'm going to teach you what the significance of baptism is tonight. And a lot of people should, no one should ever minimize, where'd she go? No one should ever minimize what the baptism is all about, because, look, we have to get down to fundamentals. I've been teaching some depths, and they love to hear the nuggets of the gospel, but a lot of people have forgotten the actual gospel. It means that Christ died, and that's important, and he was buried. Okay, Muhammad died and was buried too. But the difference, and so was the popes, and so was Buddha, all these different religious leaders, but the one thing that they didn't do is that they didn't resurrect. They died, they were buried, but they didn't resurrect. The gospel is Christ died for our sins. They didn't die for our sins. They were Christ was buried in the heart of the earth, and he resurrected. And that's what baptism is all about. Then on top of that, he was seen by many others, and this is the actual good news, that our Savior died, was buried, and was resurrected. And because he was resurrected, because he died first and he shed his blood, and resurrected, he was buried and shed and was resurrected, we also, the good news is that we, if we believe in him with all of our heart, that we too can die. That means we can die out to our own will, and we can do the things that the Lord instructs us to do. But when there's a church that's not doing what the Lord says to do, they haven't died yet. And on top of that, they haven't resurrected yet. They haven't been buried yet, and they haven't resurrected yet. And on top of that, there's an ascension to deal with. And then there is the reigning with Christ. You can't reign with the Lord unless you've been, unless you're dead with him. Now, he died and was buried in a tomb, but we are buried in a watery baptism, which is a liquid tomb. And then as we come up out of the water, we're supposed to be resurrected unto life. We die out to the things of this world and put all of our full concentration on the things that the Lord tells us to do. And he says to love your brothers and sisters. That means that you're supposed to love, to read to them, and to edify them, and to keep them resurrected so that they don't fall away. And some people, false prophets today, are preaching that people don't fall away. But the Bible says that people do fall away. And I've preached a lot of that before, and for the past 41 years. Almost the entire Christian, supposed to be, church has fallen away from the Lord. If you're not doing the work of the Lord, if you're not dead with him, then how can you be resurrected with him? If you're not dead with him, how could you be buried with him? And how could you be resurrected with him? And if you're not dead, buried, and resurrected with him, how can you enter into the kingdom of God? So it's very important, the significance of baptism. Water baptism. Now, when Jesus started his ministry, he was baptized. And just before he went up into the kingdom of heaven, he said for us to go to all the creatures in the world, all the different people in the world, all the nations, and preach the gospel, and commanding them to be baptized. That's the first thing he said that he did, was being baptized. And the last thing he did was tell the disciples to tell everyone to be baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And what is that but to be buried with the Lord, die, be buried, and resurrect, be doing the things that the Lord tells you to do. Now, you know, you don't really have to know too much more than that, because that is the entire gospel. That's the good news, that Christ is resurrected, and because he lives, because he resurrected from the dead, there's hope for us. Buddhists never resurrected from the dead. Muhammad never resurrected from the dead. The popes, we saw them die, but they didn't resurrect. Amen? Amen? Nobody else resurrected from the dead. Nobody died for our sins but Christ. Nobody was buried for us and went to hell for us and resurrected from the dead. Now, the Bible says that they cannot resurrect from the dead. Christ cannot resurrect from the dead unless he dies first. All right, so let's start reading here. Oh, praise the Lord. Bless its little heart. Amen. But we don't like babies. We love babies, but we don't like them to break the spirit. Amen. You want to hear babies crying, or you want to hear the gospel? What is the gospel? Huh? No, he died, was buried, and then was resurrected. You have to die. you have to start doing the things that the Lord says to do. You have to take time out of the day to read and pray with the brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
Because then, when you do that, then the Lord knows you're resurrected and everybody else around you does too. All right? Now, I know I'm resurrected because when the Lord said, you be the older Christian, you read the scriptures to them, I did it. Okay? Because I want to be obedient to the Lord. And everybody should want to, because if we're disobedient, that's the same as witchcraft. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Okay, so go ahead and let's read the verses that I told you in the book of Acts.
Acts chapter 8, verse 35 through 39. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Okay, what it was that Philip was a deacon, and he was in a big revival. And the Lord transported him to this place where there was a eunuch that was the treasurer for Candace from Ethiopia. She was the ruler of Ethiopia. And he was the treasurer for her. And so the Lord transported him to this place where there was this eunuch, and he was reading the Bible. And so the Lord told him to go over there and see what he's doing. So he was reading from the scriptures. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? And so go ahead. He was talking about a scripture in Isaiah that was talking about that Christ had to die, be buried, and resurrected. Okay, that's what, in other words, he was reading about the gospel, the real gospel, the good news in the Old Testament. So go ahead and read it.
And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see.
Well, read before that.
Okay.
Not before that.
All right. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading.
Yeah, okay, heard him reading. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter.
He was going to die. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. This is talking about Christ. Okay, he's going to die. And a lot of people in this church, not one of you, could say the gospel is that we got to die. We can't have sex anymore with other human beings. You think it's funny? Do it and you'll wind up in hell. Amen? Okay. You have to die out to this world. You have to be buried and then be resurrected in the spiritual realm. Amen?
What? And like a lamb dumb before his shearer.
And like a lamb, he wasn't going to say anything because he came to die. And that's what the scriptures say. That's why it's so wrong for people to believe that Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, when he was on the cross. What he really said, he was speaking Aramaic, and he said, my God, for this cause came I into this world. It was to die for that. Read the Aramaic Bible, and that's what Christ, the Gospels, the four of them, were written in Aramaic and Hebrew, not Greek, Hellenic Greek. And the rest of the New Testament was written in Hellenic Greek, which is the Greek that is spoken only by the Jews. Okay, so, but this is Aramaic. Okay, then go ahead. Of course, we're reading in the book of Acts now, and it's just a repeat of the Hebrew scriptures, which was the Old Testament, that was spoken in Hebrew, and it's being repeated here. Then go ahead.
And like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation?
Right. The Bible says that he was cut off for the sins of the world. So he died, he was buried, and he resurrected. And no other religious leader can say that. You can't say that. I can't say that. But if you've died out to the world, you can say that you've been resurrected into the spiritual realm because you've been buried in baptism. That's very important, watery baptism. And then you're resurrected for a purpose, to do the things that the Lord tells you to do. And you're supposed to love one another which means keep the commandments. It doesn't mean to hug and kiss each other or anything like that. The exact opposite. Love, the Bible says, is the keeping of God's commandments. Amen? That's right. So if you keep the commandments, then die. Be buried and resurrect. It's very important to be baptized. If Christ started his ministry immediately after he was baptized, and if it was the last thing that he said for us to preach the gospel to everyone and telling and warning them, telling them to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then that's the whole thing in a nutshell, the beginning and the end. Amen? The Alpha and the Omega. That's the gospel. Okay? And the gospel is talked about all throughout. It says that he'll have nail-pierced hands. He'll be stabbed, pierced in the side, sold for 30 pieces of silver. And I've written a book entitled The Messiah, which tells of the 333 prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. So if you want to witness to it, you never witness to them in the New Testament because he won't believe it. But you show them the Old Testament here. We have it in every language. All different colors here. And it tells them, and many rabbis have been saved from this, and many people have been saved from this book that the Lord gave me. Okay, and so just keep it simple. Die. Okay? Die out to the world and die out to your own will, your own flesh, your own feelings. Some people say, well, we've been witnessing for 3 years. Big deal. You know, Moses was witnessing for 40 years. I'm on my 41st year in the most treacherous of times. And I'm still preaching the gospel as the Lord commanded me to do. Many years ago, but he says, now you be the older Christian in the church and start telling them. Tonight, he told me to tell you what the gospel means. So he said, they don't really know. If you ask every one of them to come up here after being in this church for all these years, they don't know. And if they don't know, after all the gospel that you've preached to them, it's unlikely that any of the other churches know that much. You'll find some that do, though, I'm sure. Okay, I'm not saying that I have... the market on the word. You know, I mean, everybody that really wants to know it can. But that's the gospel. Okay, keep going.
For his life is taken from the earth.
For his life is taken from the earth. That means he died. Amen? Then what?
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Right, Jesus that was killed, he died, was buried, and resurrected. Out of the Old Testament. Okay? And so this is what the entire gospel, the good news, is about. It's good news to know that our Savior is not a false religion or something that offers no resurrection, but he's the only one that has died for our sins, was buried, went to hell for us, and resurrected from the dead. That's the gospel. The good news. It's good news because if he said, if we're planted with him, then we shall also be able to resurrect in the spirit. You have to die in order to be resurrected. The Lord told us that in the parable where he's talking about that we must be like corns of wheat. If we die out and are buried, then it'll bring forth many other souls. Amen?
Amen?
But if you're not dead, you're not going to bring anybody forth. You can. There's a great testimony. Nature has the testimony of resurrection. Every blade of grass that you see out there, every tree, every piece of vegetable out there or fruit died. It was dead and then it was buried. And then the Lord shows us in nature how it rose up into plenty. You put one corn seed into the ground, and here comes a corn that grows up, shocks of corn that have many kernels in it, just out of one. And so the Lord likens that to us when we die, are buried in baptism, and we're walking in the Spirit. This is really the main thing, is to stay dead, to die, and be buried into the gospel field
buried with Christ and resurrected in the Spirit, and stay resurrected, because if you start going back into the world, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. So if you did that ignorantly, then don't forget what the gospel is. It's just simple. I mean, it's so simple that people that scrub floors can understand it. And even the Bible says that people that are not bright, they could be mental cases, they, if they accept the gospel, they become wise. They receive the word. And if you, he says, be not weary in well-doing, because there's a tremendous reward for just knowing. God made the gospel so simple that even a person that they call idiots can understand it. And there's some people that I've seen that I thought were idiots. So, and I was looking at one in the mirror before I got saved. And the Lord, a lot of people think I'm wise. You know why? Because I don't rely on any of my own wisdom. I just go by the word of God. Amen. And that's where it's at, everybody. Okay? If you just get that in you and just believe the simple triple thing here, die, be buried, resurrect, you're in very good shape. Just stay that way and just keep the simple gospel and love one another and get the gospel out to the world. And when they get saved, don't, you know, talk down to them or anything. Or don't think, you older Christians, that because somebody isn't 100% perfect when they come into this church and they haven't had 10, 20, 30 years of learning or 35 like you have, they just got here. And some of you are very extremely impatient with these people. And that doesn't show any love of the Lord. You have to have patience. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when somebody's been around here for a long time and they still don't do that, then it isn't that I get impatient, but you know that I'm commanded by the Lord to rebuke and reprove you, and that's why I do it. You may think I'm a little harsh with you, and you think that you can do that to baby Christians. No, you never see me do that to baby Christians. People that don't know, I'm very gentle with them and bring them up. And if they continue on in the Lord, I mean, that's just to me. There's a man in Arkansas, in Texarkana, rather, Texas, and that man is so good. He's I've actually made him a co-pastor of the church. The Lord told me to do it, and he just reports everything, and he just loves the brothers and sisters, and he reports them not because of any viciousness and or anything like that, but now he's getting to the point to where he actually, if I say they have to go because they're into something that the Bible, God would punish me severely if I allowed it to go on in the church. He just understands that very well. He understands the gospel. He's died out. And I just pray that old Buster just stays in there. Praise the Lord. Okay, now keep going here.
As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?
Oh, yeah. Because now I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, his death. Now I want to be buried. Okay, in the liquid grave. Christ was in the heart of the earth, but now he knew this eunuch. He was just saved, and he says, now I want to be buried with Christ, and I want to resurrect.
And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.
Yeah, if you believe, that's what you're supposed to do, is die, be buried, and resurrect, and love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and pass the gospel on to others. Be patient with baby Christians. Remember the pit that you were dug out of. You know, because the gospel is very simple. And sometimes, you know, the tapes that I've been doing are a little bit advanced for some people. As a matter of fact, some of the universities have told me that my teaching is above university level. But this is the main thing of the gospel right here. Amen? If I forgot this, then I'm nothing. I have to be dead to this world in order to be able to be resurrected enough to get the gospel out to the people, that, and be resurrected enough and ascended with Christ enough in the heavenly places so that I can get the message that he wants me to preach or teach on the night that I'm supposed to be doing it. I prayed about this. Okay, then what else?
And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch.
Okay, they went both down into the water. That means you're not supposed to be sprinkled. They went down into the water. They were fully submerged, okay, immersed into water. Because that shows that it's all one time after the other. It shows that this is the way to be baptized. The Lord wasn't sprinkled, but he went down into the water and was buried in baptism. You can't be sprinkled in baptism because that isn't burial. It's the gospel's death, burial, and resurrection. And some people say, well, I just don't believe that. Well, that's just because you just haven't read the Bible. And when you do, you hate God's word. And if you hate God's word, the Bible says that he'll send you strong delusions so that you believe a lie, that your soul might be damned. If you love not his word, okay, then what?
And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water.
So and they came up out of the water. Out of the water. Amen? So they were in the water, not sprinkled. They were in. And then when they came up out, they went down in and came out. Amen?
Amen.
That's baptism. They were buried with Christ. He died, was buried, and then he resurrected up in newness of spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Right, so that was the endorsement that it was the right thing to do is baptize him, go down into the water, baptize him, and then raise up out of the water, because the Holy Spirit endorsed him and took him away. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then, next scripture that I gave you.
Mark 1:9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan.
Yeah, that he became baptized. Keep reading.
And straightway coming up out of the water.
Coming up out of the water. Amen?
Amen.
He wasn't sprinkled. He came up out of the dervasser. Amen?
Amen.
The vasser. Okay. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that's the proper baptism. If Jesus was pulled up out of the water, well, then that was the way we're supposed to be baptized also. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
Okay, so the baptism of the Holy Spirit came down upon him, and then the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. That was the beginning of his ministry, was the water baptism. So don't ever make short or think that it's insignificant, because that's the whole ministry, is dying out to the world, being buried in baptism, and resurrecting into the life of Christ. How could we be the body of Christ if we're not doing what he did? Okay? Didn't he teach the people? Okay, well, if you're Christians, if you're dead, buried, and resurrected, then you're to be teaching each other, you know, the things that you know. Amen?
Yeah.
The baby Christians. Take time with them. And then what?
And there came a voice from heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Right, because he said, John said, "I have need to be baptized of thee." And while you come unto me, he said, "I've come here to show people what they must do to be saved. They have to be baptized into my death." And, you know, he says on the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper there, he says, "This do as oft as you will, because it shows my suffering. I died, I was beaten, I died, I was buried, and I'm going to be resurrected," okay? I am going to die, be buried, and resurrected. That's the gospel. Don't make the word of God so complicated that you forget the rudiments, the fundamentals of the gospel, the very easy, simple thing to preach to people. If you're not preaching that, it's no wonder. And if you're not dead, then of course you're not resurrected. You're not bringing forth fruit. Some people, I say, how many souls have you won in the last 30 years, they just dummy up on me. And they never ask me how many have I won. I've won millions of them, okay? And I've got letters coming in from all over the world to say like a whole church of 500,000 people got saved from my literature. Okay, well, you need to do that too. I'm nobody special. I just believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. And I just believe in teaching and writing down what I get from the Lord. And it wins souls. It's Him that's doing it. And if you'll be dead, buried, and resurrected, you'll do well also. But if not, sin lieth at the door. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Come on.
Immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness.
Right, so that began his ministry. Okay, now the end. Yeah, go ahead.
Romans chapter 6, verse 4 through 5.
Okay, give him a chance to look it up. Romans chapter 6, verse what?
4 through 5.
It's the simplicity of the gospel that throws people souls. They just say, this is too simple. Don't we have to go to Harvard and get a PhD? Or don't we have to get some kind of degree or something to know the simplicity of the gospel? No. Jesus never went to any theological cemetery. Because you know something, I've delved into, I've looked into those seminaries, theological seminaries, and they are, Susie used to call them, theological cemeteries, because they'll kill your soul there. It's what people want to make money and have prestige in the community. They take up the vocation of a minister or a pastor, and they all get these affected voices. Dearly beloved, you know, and all this kind of stuff. That doesn't mean Scooby. Okay? You know, there wasn't many dignified people of the Lord. John the Baptist used to wear camel's hair, grizzly looking dude, you know, and he'd pop the heads off of locusts and eat them. You could see the leg moving as it was going down his mouth. Now, this isn't dignified. You know, most people try to look, you know, so dignified. And the choice that God makes of human flesh has always astounded people. I've had people, when I was in the ministry, say, you look like the mob. People that I won to the Lord. And I said, well, you look like trash, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to preach to you. Okay? Heck, we can't go by what we look like, right?
Yes.
Well, you wear shades. You must be like Jim Jones. No, I've just got glaucoma, that's all, okay? And I'm sensitive to light. I don't know anything about Jim Jones, but I heard that the government went in there and killed a bunch of them, and the media said they drank Kool-Aid. I don't know what kind of gospel he preached, but I do know some of the people from David Koresh's place. And he said Corey tried to give himself up. He didn't do anything wrong. And I know some guitar players and stuff that were over there. And he said he's the nicest guy I ever met. And we have a man, John Peeler, who was asked to go there and help kill him. He said they didn't go there to arrest him. They went there to kill him. They called it a turkey shoot. Okay, let's read some more here.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
Hey, isn't that what I just said? Read that again.
Therefore,
okay, go up a couple of notches, a couple of scriptures. There.
Okay. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Well, so if we're dead to sin, in other words, if we died with Christ and we're buried with him, how can we sin anymore? Because we're dead with Christ and buried with him in a watery, a liquid grave. And then we're resurrected out of there in the Spirit. You can't sin anymore once you're dead, can you? Did you ever see a dead person in a casket sinning?
No.
They don't do anything. They just lay there. Amen?
Amen?
But when you're resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit, and incidentally, it's not a Holy Ghost. That was a mistranslation of the King James. God is not a ghost. He's the Spirit.
Amen.
The Bible says God is the Spirit. And those that worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Their spirit, okay? He's not a ghost. Okay? If you read the original Hebrew and Aramaic and Hellenic Greek, it's the Holy Spirit, all right? And it says so all the way through the King James too, but it's just in a few places says Holy Ghost. And that happened because Shakespeare rewrote some of it and put it in there that way. He just thought it would sound more effective. And you hear people saying Holy Ghost, that means that I know that they haven't studied the word very well. To be workmen approved by the Lord, that they need not be ashamed. We're saying something wrong. Okay, go ahead.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Ah, voila, yeah. Teaching you the truth. Okay. So if we're dead with Christ, how can we sin? Dead people can't sin, okay? And resurrected people can't sin either. If you're resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit, you can't lie, steal. And you're going to love your brother and sister, and you're going to love people that Christ died for. That's the whole world. And so we go preach the truth to them. If I'm preaching not just the love scriptures, but I'm telling them about the entire character of God. He loves. Yes, he does. He hates. He gets very angry. He gets wroth. He takes vengeance. And he's a terrorist, he says. I preach the whole character of God.
Amen.
Amen? It's good that we don't run into this God. If we're sinning, just think he's all love. We're out sinning. And then we face him and we see him sling us right down into the pit of hell. That's not going to be a very good experience, will it?
No.
No. He hates sin and people that refuse to stop sinning. People that refuse to die. Be buried and resurrected in the Holy Spirit. He hates that. We have to do something. We have to walk in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which means that we're going to keep the moral law. And even more than that, the moral law says we can't commit adultery. Jesus, he made it even stronger. He says anyone that even looks at a married woman with lust has committed adultery in her heart. So if Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the moral law, the law. He said, I came to show you how you could keep it. I came here to fulfill it in a human body so that you can have confidence that when I send the same spirit, the life-giving spirit into your body, that you're going to be able to keep the law as well. But you've got to die, be buried, and then let me resurrect you with the powerful spirit of God so that you can do all things in Christ Jesus and you're more than conquerors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That victory in Jesus. Amen. That's what it means to be resurrected from the dead and have victory. Amen. And so be kind to the baby Christians. But if they're sinning, you know, report them to me because I've got plenty of chutzpah or guts to tell them, you know, that you, if they're committing real bad sins, well, they got to go. Like if somebody's going to fornicate in the church after hearing a lot of messages and everything, your history. Okay, because you don't believe the gospel. Well, we're supposed to be merciful, not to the devil.
Amen.
No, you have to be saved, be resurrected, and you can't go back into life in the world and then be resurrected again and go back into the world. Christ died once, and he says, I'm not going to die again for you. He says, behold, I'm alive forevermore. I'm not going to die again. I am he who is dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
That means I'm not coming to die again for you, mun. Okay, or sister. Okay, now go ahead. So, he that sinneth is of the devil, the Bible says. All right, and so don't be weary in well-doing, but in your patience possess your soul. I know it gets rough and tough and all this. But I've been through the rough, tough times, and I had a smile on my face. I said, oh, boy, when the times get rough, I say, my God, I'm able to make it through this. You know, the IRS took everything away. We had around 30 years accumulated over $100 million worth of different properties. We never thought of it. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was a lot of properties where people were living in them. that we built for them, and then they figured out that it was $100 million. They took it all away. And I saw Willie Nelson, you know, and he says, I'm going to commit suicide. They took my drum set and all that. I says, man, he's not saved, you know. I mean, he's not going through it. But there's victory. And so I preached to him. I got pictures of me with him. I told him, you can't do that, Willie, because if you kill yourself, you're going to wind up in hell. Be dead. Let the Spirit of the Lord just bury you. Let it die, you know, die out to the Lord, be buried and resurrected in the Holy Spirit so that you can have life and life. And what does it matter what we go through in this world, the rough and tough times? What can separate us from the love of Christ, the love of God that's in Christ Jesus, huh? Can trials, tribulations, jail, persecutions of any kind, prison, beatings, stonings? I've had all that. Do I look like I'm damaged?
No, no, no.
I'm almost 71 years old. And people say, hey, man, no, we don't believe that. So it's been good to me, right?
Yeah.
Going through persecution makes you young.
Yeah.
Amen. Makes you young, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, come on, man.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Hallelujah, man!
Yeah.
Okay, then what?
Even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
Yeah, a different life. It's a whole different life. We're not sinning anymore.
Amen.
We're not falling back into the pit anymore because we've got victory. We're walking on the waves of whatever persecution or anything is on the face of this earth. And we can do all things in Christ Jesus. That means we can overcome every obstacle. Even if they've got guns on us, if they fire the guns, it's just like a cigarette burn. You know, it hurts for a second, and all of a sudden, wow, you're right up there into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And that's where I want to be in the first place. You know, I saw Jesus, and I wanted to be there. That was the biggest disappointment. I've told you this before, of my whole life, that I didn't get to go right then. It was so beautiful. And he says, not right now. And I said, oh, God, no. Don't hold it back. Let me come. All right, go ahead.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death.
If we've been buried, planted with him in death, then what?
We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, am I preaching the truth?
Yes.
Oh, yes, amen. It's right from the Bible, amen.
Amen.
I don't preach from the, what do they call it, the missile. Or bombs and bullets and guns. I preach from the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, let's do a little bit of that.
Moreover, brethren, oh, chapter 15, 1 Corinthians.
Give them a chance to find it. Some of them are not legal secretaries. Did anybody find it?
Yeah.
Anybody that didn't get it yet, raise your hand or your stump. You got it? Okay. Go ahead.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you.
The gospel. What's the gospel?
Death. Burial.
Simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a genius, do you?
No.
Right. Just death. Die graciously. Die, my darling. Be buried. You know, away from this world, and then resurrect in the Spirit. That's the gospel. Now, Mary Ann, do you know the gospel? What is it? Yes. Praise the Lord. After 35 years, he got it. Okay, hey, that's a simple message. Amen? Okay.
I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ
died
for our sins.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the gospel that you have received, that I received first, and now I gave it to you. Then what?
According to the scriptures, and that he was buried.
Ah, also. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
And that he rose again the third day.
Case closed, right? Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to open the altar right now. Do you want to be dead with Christ, buried with him, and resurrected? You can do that right tonight. Come on down. We're opening the altar. Those of you that don't know Christ, come on down. Come on down. There's room at the cross for you.
Praise the Lord!
The cross upon which Jesus died. Now, you brothers, you're supposed to be dead and resurrected. Now, start leading these people down here. Shelter in which we can hide. And it's grace. You'll see that God will give you the power to resurrect from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on down. If you're not willing to die out to this old world, you could die tonight and your soul would be in hell in the lake of fire forever, in torment. So you say, the gospel's very easy to understand, and I know you understood it this evening. You have to die before you can see Christ. No man can see God and live. You have to die first, be buried, and resurrect. Then you can see God. And if you willingly are rejecting the Lord, then He rejects you. There's only two things you can do with the gospel, and that is to accept or reject. And if you say, I want to wait till later, you're rejecting Him. Okay, you know, the Lord's Supper was that the Lord shows His suffering. And when we have the Lord's Supper, that we remember that He suffered. He was beaten. He died so that we could have eternal life. He was buried. And then He went to hell for us. And then He resurrected from the dead. Now, if you reject so great a salvation, then you're worthy to spend eternity in hell according to the gospel. Now, if that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. You know, I preached in this pulpit for many years now, and there was like some people, young men here, they said, we got a lot of living to do. We're not going to do it tonight. And so we had our little, after the Sunday service, we had a little picnic down here with everybody. There's hundreds of us down there. And then Sue and I got in our car to go, and we saw a wreck over on the side. And we went over there, and it was two motorcycle men, and they said, we just left your service. One of them was already dead, and the other one was just about ready to die. And I asked him, well, did you believe what you heard in the service? He says, yeah. Didn't want to hear it. I said, well, your buddy's dead here. I said, if you want to accept the Lord, it doesn't look like you're going to live either. I'm not one of those guys that likes to lie to people. Say, you're going to make it, man. You're going to make it. And he says, yes, sir, I do want to know the Lord. So I said, led him through the sinner's prayer. And he received salvation then. This is a very dangerous highway out here. You might be going down there tonight. You know the Lord can pull the breath out of you when you're laying sound asleep at night. And he can pull the breath out of you. He does it to many people. A friend of mine that runs a funeral home out in Van Buren, Arkansas, said most people die at night by strangulation. They sleep on their back and they eat food and it comes back up and they choke to death. He said, we haul them in here almost every night. And there's people being drive-by shootings and tsunamis and all kinds of different diseases and everything. They're not going to receive it, right, Lord? Okay, well, praise the Lord. Then I'll just end it right now and leave you people to your own devices, I reckon. Okay? And those of you that have come forward, just repeat after me to the Lord. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that he was buried and that God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the gospel. I open up the door of my heart. And I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. And that includes me. Therefore, I know you have heard me. And I know you have answered me. And I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Raise them up. Raise them up. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Your word is spirit and it's life. Your word is spirit and life. And Lord, when we receive your word into us, it's your life. Your permanent, everlasting life enters into us. Lord, we thank you and praise you for this soul. We thank you for all the witnesses on the street. We thank you for everyone here. We thank you for the musicians and the singers. And we thank you for the people that prepare the food, blessed that make it for the nourishment of our bodies. Give everyone power, safety as they travel to wherever they're going. And Lord, we ask it all in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
And you're dismissed. Praise the Lord.